Hi, my gorgeous. I'm so excited for you to consume and indulge in today's podcast. I wanted to let you know that it does include a somewhat lengthy meditation to help you really ground in. So it's a really, really beautiful experience for you to be with yourself and God and spirit. So when you hear a big, long, blank space, don't think that your device isn't working or there was a glitch in the podcast. It's meant for you to literally have some space before we dive into today's subject of how to turn your wants into a must. Mwah! Enjoy.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
My darling, hello, how are you? For those of you that celebrated Thanksgiving yesterday, happy Thanksgiving. And for those of you globally where we're just kind of in the midst of this holiday season being filled with so much gratitude. I know that for some people, the holidays are filled with so much joy and connection and friends and family time. And for others, I know it can be a very difficult time, whether you've got challenging family dynamics or you're missing loved ones who have made their transition. I just wanted to pop on today and say hello. I know it's been a while for those of you that are used to listening to the podcast, even in real time. I have been immersed in some travel and some projects that, you know, if you know anything about me, you know, I'm just very present where I'm at. So when I get really, really immersed, I don't do my podcast as regularly, but I do miss it and I miss you. So I'm so happy to be here today. Today we're going to be talking about a subject that we have talked about before, but we kind of can't talk about enough. And that is, it's a kind of a twofold thing. One is getting so clear on the desire that you make it a must. And this podcast is especially dedicated to one of my private clients. She knows who she is because she actually requested this. This is a real mover and shaker who just continues to show up in the biggest ways for herself and manifests such big results. Even when she was kind of putting the stops on some things, like I think she was telling herself because she was going to go out of town, she wasn't going to be taking on new clients. I showed her how to create a waiting list. She went and manifested $50,000 in, or almost, no, $40,000, I think, in 30 days. And now she has set an even higher goal for herself. So I thought we could use this time together. Excuse me. I thought we could use this time together to not only help her, but help you in getting so clear on your next level goals that you are thinking bigger, that you are more dialed in, that you are more focused, that you are more powerful and more intentional. So that is what we're going to be doing today. Is I'm answering my private client's question, and it's going to benefit all of you as well. So let's just start with a prayer and kind of ground ourselves, not kind of, actually ground ourselves in spirit, ground ourselves in truth, ground ourselves in God, ground ourselves in the miraculous, ground ourselves in the truth that we can be, do, and have anything we desire. Dear God, we open ourselves up to the infinite, to infinite possibility, infinite power, infinite abundance, infinite opportunity, infinite possibility. Because we do know that with you, all things are possible. And I ask today that you would remind us all to think bigger, to believe bigger, and to allow bigger in our lives. Because that's who and what you are. You're bigger. You're bigger than our small thoughts. You're bigger than our fears. You're bigger than our concerns. You're bigger than our constraints. You're bigger. You love bigger. You forgive bigger. You think bigger. All of it. And so we surrender in this moment any boundaries that we have put on the bigger that you desire to place in us. We let go of any of the stresses or worries or indecision or any of the places in our life where we just don't know what to do, or we've gotten so busy that we haven't stopped to get the clarity that comes from you. So in this moment, we release. In this moment, we just let ourselves dwell in your presence. Letting it go. Letting our need to control, our need to figure it out, our need to manage, our need to make it happen. And instead we dwell in your presence. And we'll take some time in the silence to just be. And as we feel our bodies just so much more relaxed and so much more open, we can feel at peace. And when we're in peace and when we are open, that is how that we know the Spirit can flow to us and through us. And we pray this believing. Amen. All right, my loves. So this particular client of mine has a goal. She used to make $50,000 a year in her business. And Then she started increasing her monthly revenue. And as I just mentioned, I think she made about $39,000 or $40,000 in 30 days. She was so proud of herself, as she should be. And she has this thing with 50. And now she has a goal to have a $50,000 month. Now, if you're at the place where I used to be, where I was making $24,000 a year, a $50,000 month might sound like crazy pants. So just let the numbers be the right next increment for you. And for those of you that are, you know, inspired by this $50,000 month, this is available for you too. And for those of you that are going for a $500,000 month, you know, the number doesn't matter. What matters is that first and foremost, we get out of thinking, because this is the way I used to start, like, how can I get my next client? How can I make it happen? How can I, like, get the low-hanging fruit, like the get vibes? And when we zoom out and we expand, we invite our soul to get clear on what is the desire. And this is more of an intuitive approach than a tactical using your brain thinking it up approach. Because the brain is not our best direction in terms of right next steps. And when I say right next steps, I don't want you to be afraid about getting it wrong. What I mean is the brain might go to a practical place. Well, you know, of the clients that I know that are circling around me, I could probably get this many to sign up at this price. When spirit has infinite possibilities. Or the brain might be like, well, I need this money for this. I need this money for that. I mean, I need like $100,000. When your soul is like, well, actually, for what you're meant to do next, you need $5,000. So just tapping into getting clear with your intuition. What is the desire and the why behind it? And your brain might go, well, like, I want this and I want that and I want that. Just pick one for right now. Pick one. My client has picked one monthly increment. And really, it's, yes, you know, she knows what the money can be used for and that kind of thing. But this is really a personal goal of hers to be at a financial frequency where she makes $50,000 a month. And so I want you to get clear on what's your next level goal. And just close your eyes and feel into it. Doesn't mean you can't go back to the well. Doesn't mean you can't ask for more. And I want you to get really great at getting this piece down. Okay. So then getting from a place of it going from a want to a must. Because wanting does not work. Like really, 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 really wanting it will get you nowhere except exhausted, P.S., and frustrated. Moving internally from going from this, I want this, to this must happen, and I am the person who, and in this case, makes $50,000 a month, or for you, whatever it is, comes from a place of devotion, comes from a place of zero excuses, comes from a place of complete decision, comes from a place of, yeah, I know I'll be fine if it doesn't happen, but I will not be living as powerfully, as abundantly, as focused, as intentional as I can live if this does not occur. And too often in life, we women have put our standards, made them so low that if it's not dire, if it's not about paying rent or having your phone cut off or something happening to your child, then you're like, or not you, but any of us can be like, well, you know, I guess it just wasn't meant to be. I guess I should just be happy with what I have. And that is the danger zone for genius. that like mediocrity and settling for mediocrity. And mediocrity is very, it's got a wide range. A lot of us are living by global standards a really amazing life, and it doesn't look mediocre at all. However, for you and what you're capable of and what you're meant to have and the choices that you're meant to have, because whether you're going for money or something else, money does buy choices. And money does buy freedom. And money, yes, does buy a certain amount of happiness. It does not buy all happiness. It buys a certain amount. And so for us to raise our standards and get ourselves into the place where we get that $50,000 a month, totally doable, totally normal, totally capable, totally meant to be, and remembering in that the double blessing. Whatever you're going for, whether you want a new car, a new home, a higher monthly income, a program filled, a investor show up, whatever it is, it's always the double blessing that what we're really going for. That when this person makes this monthly income, there's going to be a bunch of clients that have just signed up that are going to have their life changed with a world-class mentor. When you go and buy that new car for yourself and get that new car, there's a salesperson that got a commission that is going to be bringing more money home to his or her family, right? You know, like, and so the double blessing just goes on and on and on. So I want you to really understand that when you settle and you say, it's fine if it doesn't happen, that would be like my client saying, well, it's fine if these people don't get the mentorship. So then it's fine for them to not live their calling at the highest level. It's fine for them to stay stuck in jobs that they don't like. It's fine for them to not have a business of their dreams. Like, that's where it ends up going. So just really, really getting into that there is a double blessing for everyone involved in you showing up at your next level. And then getting out of, if it's really that, and that's where you have to decide, is it a must for you? Because when it's a must, you will go the distance. You will do things that you don't even necessarily love, but it won't feel that torturous because you're so filled and fueled with such a mission that you like don't even pay attention to the stuff that you don't like. You're so focused on the result, the benefit, the outcome, the destination. And usually when I've turned something into a must versus a want, I do it over a shorter period of time because it is easier to hold a higher frequency for a shorter period of time. So getting yourself into this place of, okay, I'm clear. This is the desire. I'm not settling. I'm not going to make it okay for this to not happen because I realize this isn't just about me. This is about all the others it's going to benefit as well. And P.S., it's going to contribute to me living my best life, me living my fullest life, me going to the next level, because going to the next level for you has another level after that and has another level after that. But you can't get to the levels beyond from where you're at right now. So this is really about your own evolution and your own consciousness and your own expansion and your own joy and your own bliss that will then go exponential with every other life that it is meant to touch, that it's meant to inspire, that it's meant to be in service to. And when we kind of wake ourselves up to the thinking that so much more is available, and that if you're not opening yourself up to, I don't want to say going for it, but activating the power that is within you to receive at such a high vibrational level. This isn't for me necessarily about massive action and over, it's definitely not about overworking, and it's not about the over hustle. It's about joy and enthusiasm and passion and motivation and bliss and contribution and living your best life. And who in their right mind is going to say, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm going to take a break. Yeah, no, it's not for me today. Said no one conscious or woke ever. But what happens is we fall asleep energetically. And we come blind to what we are unconsciously saying, yeah, it's okay if that doesn't happen. Yeah, it's okay if I'm not living in a passionate way. Yeah, it's okay that I'm not really going for my dream. And what I know can be exhausting in the quote unquote going for the dream mode. Going for the dream is not massive action and over hustle and overworking and doing all the stuff that you hate doing just to make a dollar or a euro or a pound. Going for the dream also includes a certain amount of joy in the journey. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean every single thing is pure, pure, pure bliss, but there can be a lot of joy and a lot of meaning and a lot of contentment and a lot of mastery that goes on during that journey. And so being willing to do some things that don't necessarily initially feel pleasurable. Like, you know, I've gotten back into working out, and I worked out this morning, and like the initial movements right now don't all feel pleasurable. Like I'm not in my like pre-Italy strength. You know, I haven't gotten that back yet. I haven't gotten my body shape back to that. So it's not all complete pleasure in this moment. I'm absolutely willing to not overexert my body, but to move my body in ways to get it to a place that I am really proud of, that has become a non-negotiable to me, that has become that must. And so that's what I desire for you to tap into. Like, what is the must for you? And what if it didn't have to be that hard? What if it didn't have to be that excruciating? What if my client could so be the vibrational match of a $50,000 month, and she knows how many people that is that's going to be in her program? What if she was able to be the vibrational match by making the decision and getting into the feeling of it being already done? Already done. So I want you to think about in this moment what your goal or that dream is and what you focused on earlier here. Imagine it being already done. Already done. How does that feel? And let's go into some moments of silence of that where you're not just thinking it, but you are, and you're seeing it in the form of a picture in your brain. So whether it's seeing that, whatever that final manifestation is. And now I want you to include feeling it is already done. Let's go into a silent moment to feel it. Yes. Yes, Queen. This. And what the other piece that's really critical in this moment is, until it's time, stay out of the hows. Stay out of how this can be done. You know, my client is really excited to put a group program out into the world. And so she knows that that's a portion of the how for her. But how the people are going to show up in the program, part of that, you know, she needs to be inspired, because it's not just about sending out emails and it's not just about making social media posts. You know, maybe it's not even just about contacting previous clients, like all kind of like the normal stuff. But for her to really open up to how an inspired message and then an inspired action, what that's meant to be and how that is meant to come to her, And only from that place do you then take the action. So really staying open. Like, yes, sometimes just moving the energy of like, well, I'm not really sure what it is yet, so I'll send some emails and I'll make some posts. And all of that is great. But getting into the feeling that it is already done. And from that place, I know for myself, it's like, oh, when I'm asking, like, what would be the easiest way? And that's what I want you to ask yourself. What's the easiest way for this to be accomplished? And when I say asking that, like really being open to unlimited possibilities or ideas that you haven't thought of or done before. What's the easiest way for her to fill this program? What's the easiest way for you to get your new car or get your new clients or whatever that is for you? What's the easiest, most pleasurable way? And don't let the brain say, well, but I don't know who would sign up and I don't know where that money would come from. That is the universe's job. Your job is what's the easiest way. And my client might say, like, well, the easiest way is for me to send some emails that are just really filled from my heart and spirit. Or the easiest way is to do a video launch. Or the easiest way is to do a challenge. Or the easiest way is to do a, you know, social media campaign. What's the easiest way? Because the scriptures say, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And all this stuff about no pain, no gain, it's not in the scriptures. So I want you to wake up spiritually to all that's available to you, all that's possible for you, and then know truly it is ask and then it is given. So come at your desires from a place of must. They must happen because they must come to you. You must have a beautiful experience here in this life because that is what this life is meant for. And anything else is the unlived life. And that, as I've shared before, is the only thing I'm afraid of. Lots and lots of love to you, my darlings. I hope this has been in service to you and my private client. I hope this is in service to you. For any of you looking to get into the room with me and my dear friend Danelle Delgado, you have one last opportunity. We are never again doing these small intimate events. We did this just as kind of the world was opening up. You have the opportunity to join us at the Divine Direction event in Miami, December 6th through 8th. Last chance to get your tickets. Link is in the show notes, or you can go to divineliving.com/direction. I think that we've got about 14 seats left or so. So get your ticket today. I know there's a lot of Black Friday and Cyber Money specials going on. Treat yourself to being in the room. We have a chic white party that we kick it off on the night of December 6th from 5 to 7, and then two full days of transformation with some of the world's most exquisite women showing up in the room, flying in from all over the US, Canada, Europe. Is showing up really, really exquisite women. Like I said, it's a very unique opportunity. There'll be less than 50 women in the room. So get yourself a ticket, divineliving.com/direction, so that we can dive in deep to what is meant for you. So you don't have to figure it out alone, that you're going to get my big thinking. You're going to get Danelle's big thinking, and can't wait to see you there live. So get your ticket today. Lots of love. Oh my goodness, how much did you love this conversation? Please go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode right now. And I want you to tag me on Instagram and share with me what your biggest takeaway was. I love being in conversation with you, hearing from you, DM me. And I really love getting what is the one big takeaway that you got from this episode. Let me know on Instagram.